This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas General Assembly has been adjourned for weeks, and the 2014 primary elections are months away. But there is nothing quiet about Arkansas politics right now. This week, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas helped lead a conversation about some of the most intriguing political topics of the day. His guests were State Senator Jason Rapert, a Republican from Conway, and Max Brantley, the senior editor of the Arkansas Times. The discussion was part of the television show Capital View, seen on KARK in Central Arkansas. You'll also hear the voice of Roby's co-host, David Goins. Roby first asked Max Brantley and Senator Rapert about the repercussions possible in the wake of the resignation of a state constitutional officer.
Let's talk first about the Martha Shoffner trial. This week we saw a hearing. Does her trial pose a problem for Democrats, Max, and an opportunity for Republicans?
Well, sure. To have a former Democratic office holder on trial and being, if not admitting, being forced to deal with some pretty obvious bad things, that is receiving money from somebody who got state business, this isn't good for anybody, and she'll be associated with the party and should be. And the Republicans will make hay of it. I don't know yet how this is going to end up. Chuck Banks tried to get a plea bargain to start with. I'm not exactly sure whether that option remains on the table for him, but it's hard for me to see a path to acquittal for her. But that's what trials are for, and that's unfair in a way to say that.
Mm-hmm. Senator Rapert, what's your take on that? You've worked a lot with that office in trying to unearth some of these and make some corrections.
I've worked with them for a long time, and as you know, I was one of the first that called on her resignation, and that was because of what I saw in this situation. I'm Series 7 licensed investments, and I had heard enough at that point to know something wasn't right in the way business was being conducted. And I really genuinely don't care whether she's Democrat, Republican, or independent. There's no place in state government for corruption and unethical behavior. And the thing that probably bothers me the most about the situation, she did what she did, and she's going to have to be accountable. But the employees in that office literally endured intimidation. And frankly, if it were a private company, the state of Arkansas would probably be sued right now because they were not protected the way they should, because many of those employees said that they went to people and asked for help and said, our people wouldn't help us. I don't know what they meant by that, but I can tell you, justice is going to be served. She's going to have a trial. She could have saved the Arkansas a lot more embarrassment and trouble if she had just pled guilty, but I think she has a complex here. She enjoys the spotlight, even if it's negative, and I think that is wrong, and I feel sorry for her. I hope that she can somehow reclaim her sanity in this issue, because she's not acting as you would think someone would normally act when they've been caught red-handed.
Sticking with federal court for a minute, it's been a while since the 12-week fetal heartbeat bill was before federal court. This idea of severability, that maybe part of your legislation could survive if the main part of it is thrown out, and that is banning abortion after 12 weeks. Do you still think that's possible? I mean, some of the court filings since then, you maybe get a sense that Judge Wright may just be inclined to throw the whole thing out. I mean, what would you think?
Well, it's not only possible. That's the law. In the state of Arkansas, and even Mr. Brantley, which can speak on it in a minute, it actually states that severability is inherent in the law. I specifically discussed this issue with Bureau of Legislative Research attorneys, as well as people involved in the process. That's why I have a tolling provision at the end of the bill.
Right, but do you think Judge Wright will throw the whole thing? We're getting a sense now that maybe this isn't severable and the whole thing's going out.
Well, Jason's correct, but there is a but. And there is a clear line of legal precedent in Arkansas, not in federal court, that says there are standards for severability. And if the part, even if there is a severability clause, if it's intrinsically knotted up with the purpose of the law, and after all, you couldn't establish this cutoff for abortion unless you required the fetal heartbeat test in the first place. I think there is at least, a person of good faith would admit, an argument that part of the law is bound up together. And so there's an argument to be made. I'm not going to predict how the judge is going to rule.
Well, I can tell you, actually, I was there in the courtroom when she brought it up. And I respect the judge. It's her courtroom. And she actually brought up and stated to the bench, she said, if the state were to ask me to uphold the informed consent provisions of this bill, I would be inclined to do so. She went further in saying, I do not find that it is unconstitutional or too much of a burden to do an ultrasound to determine if there's a heartbeat and inform the lady and let her know what is the statistical probability of the baby coming to term. And as I've told you, and we could talk about this a long time, I believe when there's a heartbeat, there's life. 60% of Arkansans said they approved of the heartbeat bill. 70% of the legislature voted for it, and we overrode a veto.
I'm not going to filibuster my opinion on this, but there's a heartbeat at 5 weeks, and I don't think if you presented a series of questions in an informed opinion poll to people that they would say a woman who is raped or has a case of incest or has a night she regrets and learns at 5 weeks because she's required to take a fetal heartbeat thing that she can't take a prescription form of medicine to end that abortion, that 60% of the people in America would say she should be required to do it. I don't happen to believe that.
One last topic before we have to wrap up here. Let's talk about the Mark Pryor pending Tom Cotton battle here. You guys both think that Tom Cotton is the ultimate Republican nominee?
I think Tom's headed in that direction. There's no question about it, and he has to make his decision in his own time. The fact of the matter is the winds are against Mark Pryor in this race. He's been on the wrong side of the issues as it relates to the opinions of the Arkansas people. Now, I respect him and the legacy of his family and to actually know Mark, and I believe he's a nice person. I believe if he could, he'd switch parties. But he's in a situation he can't, because the fact is he's trying to run as a Republican now. So we'll see what happens. But Tom Cotton has got the ability, he's got the skills, and he has got the momentum that he can win this election.
Tom Cotton is the best possible candidate for Mark Pryor because he is so extreme. Here's a guy who's voted against disaster aid. He's voted against the farm bill. He's voted against food stamps. He wants to go to war against anybody that rattles a saber out there. He's strange. He has a weird way about him. He came back to Arkansas after years away as a consultant. I understand that the war hawks love him. They raised $100,000 for him this week. He is a smart guy. There's no doubt about that. Believe me, Mark Pryor is going to have a tough race this year. If Tom Cotton's the guy, the Club for Growth, who loves anything as long as a guy will promise you to cut their taxes, will give him however, the billionaires will give him how much money he needs. The big casino guy, Adelson, raised the big money for him this week. But he's, out of all the candidates that Mark Pryor could face, he's the best one. Steve Womack would be another matter entirely.
We heard Max Brantley, the senior editor for the Arkansas Times, and State Senator Jason Rapert, a Republican from Conway, speaking with Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas, and his co-host David Goins. The conversation was included on the most recent edition of Capital View, seen Sunday mornings on KARK in Central Arkansas. You can see and hear more from the conversation at talkbusinessarkansas.com. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.